Are you the creative type? Then you already know lots of cool things Photoshop can do, like create eye-popping images for social and gorgeous graphics for t-shirts and posters. But did you also know it can instantly turn a gray sky into a fiery sunset, change black and white to color in a click, or make anything in your photo magically disappear? Maybe you're wondering, can anyone use Photoshop to take images from ordinary to amazing? Nope, everyone can. Visit Photoshop.com and get started for free.
Welcome to the Olivia Towers podcast. I am so glad you are joining us, whether this is your first time or you have been here from the beginning. You are so welcome. I would love for you to share these podcasts onto social media, either on Facebook, which is Olivia Towers Dressage, or Instagram, which is Towers432. Let's get into it. In today's podcast, I am bringing you another nugget of wisdom from the exclusive podcasts that I do, which is Take the Reins with Towers. And today's podcast, the exclusive podcast that I put out and the one that this snippet is from, is how to get your horse on the bit and then how to get your horse into a dressage outline, into a rounder frame. So within this podcast, I am basically talking about how we go from having a horse that has a good connection, but it may feel a little bit rigid, to really molding that connection to be more of like a dressage frame. And I talk you through what the necessary steps are to achieve that. If after listening to this, you do want to get your hands on the full version and also all of the Take the Reins with Towers episodes, then all you need to do is join our Patreon program. This is a monthly subscription of just £3.20. It's actually in US dollars when you go to do it. So it's $5, but it works out at £3.20. And you can cancel this subscription at any time. But what the subscription allows is for you to listen to all these exclusive podcasts, and there is so much knowledge and advice and training tips crammed into these guys. Honestly, everybody's saying how much they love them, and they're helping people already, so I'm really, really chuffed. And yeah, I'd love for you guys to join this. To do this, all you need to do is either follow the link that is in the bio for this podcast, or you can go to my website and go to the podcast section. So my website is www.oliviatowersdressage.com. You'll see the podcast section, and then you will see a big old button saying become a patron. Or you, if you're on Instagram, you can go to the link in my bio and you will see exclusive podcast episodes. You just click on there and then it will take you through to the Patreon page. I do need to mention, because this was a bit of a teething problem when we first started this up, before you put your email in and your card details, you have to create an account on the page that you're on the Patreon page. Otherwise, a message is going to keep popping up saying invalid email. And a lot of people struggle with this because it's not very obvious that you have to create an account, unfortunately. But yeah, all you need to do is create an account first, and then you can put in your email, put in your card details, and voila, you will find all the podcasts on there. There are still not loads of them yet because it's such a new thing, but there is one coming every month, and hopefully with more support I'll be able to up that and just to give you guys more value and just to keep growing this. But it's already gone down really well, and thank you so much everyone for the support. And yeah,
let's listen to today's little snippet.
So what I always like to think is, first of all, you have to create the connection, and that's what we've just spoken about, and then you mold that connection to how you want it to be. And that, you know, for dressage or for flat work is getting them a little bit rounder. I always like to think as well about getting them, it's rounder in front of the saddle. So you know that part of the neck in front of the saddle, that's where I like to think about my horses coming round and almost like lifting up, and then that naturally drops the pole, instead of thinking I just need the pole down. Because what you can sometimes see is the horse tightens in front of the saddle, and then they just like, either, I don't know, because the rider's strong enough or because different reasons, they get their head down there, but it's not a consistent soft over the back feeling. It's more of like a false connection and a false outline. So you may be wondering, how on earth do we go about molding this connection? I've got this horse that is like
looks like a little tortoise. It's got its head poking out, its nose poking out. It feels rigid. And now, this was the first stage I needed, and this is meant to be a good thing. And yes, it is a good thing, but it doesn't necessarily feel great at this stage. So how on earth do we start molding this horse into a beautiful dressage diva? So what you have to think about is when you've connected them, we have to supple that connection. And so I always think it's called longitudinal suppleness. It sounds complicated. It's not. It's basically like the suppleness from the hind end to the front end. It's making that a little bit more movable and malleable. And how I like to think it is, you know, out of Toy Story, you know, the slinky dog, he can like stretch his body long and contort his body short. That is basically what we have to train the horses to be able to do. Not as much as that sausage dog, because that would be intense, but that we could lengthen the horse's frame and then we can shorten the horse's frame. And all that as well starts to help them to come round. But that's not the only thing we need to do. Again, that wouldn't work. Well, it might for some horses, but it wouldn't work just doing that. We then have to supple that horse laterally. So you've got longitudinal suppleness and lateral suppleness. Lateral is, I mean, the one that most people know. It's the left to right suppleness. It's the bend in the horse's rib cage. It's the, can they bend in their neck and through their whole body from like tail to ears? Have they got this like lateral bend through their body? And what that also helps the horse do is to soften over their frame and start to relax. So it's really using a mixture of these two things. And again, it very much depends on your horse, depends what they need. But I would say like playing around with both of them and thinking about both of them is going to help you. Okay, this part may sound slightly controversial to, if you've ever had a dressage lesson or flat work training, it may sound controversial to what you've been taught, but bear with me here. And that is scrapping the whole outside rein, inside leg thing. Okay, bear with me, because that is definitely what we want and it's what we're going for long term. But short term, if you, and it does work with some horses, so by all means, try it that way. I'm not saying that's not going to work. It does. It has for most of my horses, but I have had certain horses, and Barbie was an amazing example of this, of if I had my outside rein, inside leg, worked on moving her around X, Y, and Z and doing everything, you know, on and back, and she just would not give. I mean, this horse really, really struggled to learn to come down in the frame and engage her core. So I had a lesson with my trainer, and it was one of those revolutionary times where I'm like, oh my goodness, I didn't realize you could do this. And then when I started doing the groundwork and the TRT method, I realized that that is basically what I was doing with my trainer, but I'm just doing it on the floor. And so let me explain what I mean. And there you have it, guys. That is the short clip from the exclusive podcast episode about getting your horse on the bit and also into a rounder frame. If you would like to get the full version of this and many other podcasts, then just follow everything that I said at the beginning of this one, and then you can join the exclusive podcast community. I'd love to have you there. It is well worth it. Trust me, they are really, really good. So much knowledge packed into them. But yeah, hopefully I'll see you there, and I hope you enjoyed this short snippet.